Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 324 on April 15th.
Yeah.
One day after Earth Day, the Owl Creek Way. And I was just listening to that theme song, and I thought, you know how perfect. Obviously, when Bob Johnson wrote that for us, he took what we were doing in the magazine and built on that and created that song to describe what we were doing in the publication. But it's in keeping with the podcast, of course, but everything that took place yesterday out at Patriots Park.
And it is. All of the... Yeah, we did all of that stuff. Now, personally, I don't think we talked a whole lot about politics out there.
No, but we were talking about staying in harmony with the land and self-reliance and how they are interchangeable and connected. And it was just really nice. And I just thought, you know, I like that song. I always knew I did, but it's
we
nice.
We did some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's just nice to hear it again and how it relates to what we do when we go outside the magazine, when we create an event, and when we bring people together under one roof. And by the way, folks, we were under a roof.
Yes, it was completely enclosed, and people were dry, and it was warm.
In the meeting room where the vendors were. So
we
want to kind of recap today if you missed it, or if you actually were there and you're tuned in now, you can share those moments and memories with us. We got up bright and early. And it wasn't so bright because it was pretty overcast, and we thought,
And we were up late the night before, too, so.
That's right.
So maybe we were up dull and dragging, but we got up.
We did. And we headed out, Gertrude, our big old, I start to say land manatee monster. I don't know what she is. She's our motorhome.
Gertrude is a 33-foot 1981 Imperial Holiday Rambler.
Right.
And she has seen better days. There's no doubt about that. She needs some engine work, and she needs some holes fixed.
But inside,
she's cute.
We had her all spruced up.
Like us.
There you go. We can relate to needing an overhaul, but inside we're cute, Don.
You could use some new knees, and I could use a new hip. And
yeah, and so we just keep plugging along. But we survived those infirmities sometimes that creep up and get the best of us. They didn't yesterday.
No, they did not get the best of us yesterday because we kept trudging along whether we wanted to or not. That's just the way we work, isn't it? It is,
but it was fun. I think, you know, any time that we have an event like that and we get to be with the people who we always say create the Owl Creek community, and that's everything from our writers, our vendors, our advertisers, our readers, the people who come out and invest their money and time with us at events like this. It's just that moment. It's almost like you and I said, it's like a party when we get together with all those people.
And you know, there was, you commented on Facebook that it may not be sun shining for real, but there was one bright ray of sunshine that did walk in to the building, and that was Gary Adolph.
Right.
And wow.
We knew that Gary's family was going to be there because they had signed up to be one of our vendors and bring Gary's book about recycling an old doll, The Doll in the Trash Can. And Gary, as our listeners and readers know, had
a long stint in the hospital. And it was touch and go there for a while.
Yeah, and then a long recovery time. But in the last 2 weeks, his family said that, you know, they told us he is really bouncing back. And he didn't even need his family to say that when he walked in the door. We gave him a big hug, and great to see Cindy, his wife, and his kids. And then got to meet his mom that we've heard so much about over the years. And It was so wonderful to have him sit down, and he was signing books because people were purchasing them, and that was enough sunshine for us.
You betcha. And it was all the sunshine we needed. You know, and just recapping, like you said, we're going to do here, we wanted to kind of go around the room and let you know who all was there in case you missed it. But, you know, you missed the opportunity to see the folks at TikTok Energy. Mm-hmm. They are one of Southern Illinois' preeminent suppliers of hardware and equipment for solar energy, and you know, putting photovoltaics on your home or out in your yard and spinning your meter backwards. They're mm-hmm. good at that stuff. Val Gaffner was there with her photographic work and her things that she builds for garden and home.
And she was scheduled to do two nature walks, photographic nature walks. And, of course, you know, in around the raindrops, she kind of thought, when can we do this? And there was a group of, I don't know, four or five people that said, let's go now.
It's not raining, we'll go.
So she zoomed out. And she had already kind of scouted out where not to go, considering mud.
Right.
And yeah. So they did have a good time. And then she came back and manned her table the rest of the day.
That's cool. Camp Manitoba was there. That mm-hmm. is the old Girl Scout camp, Cedar Point, mm-hmm. from Makanda, and also a camp at Rend Lake. Mm-hmm. Renewal by Anderson of St. Louis, or Anderson Windows. They're always great to show up and you know, do a really knock-up job of replacing your windows in your home whenever you've got windows that are like ours. We got to talk to them.
Right, and they're so – yeah, exactly. And they are so good at interacting and communicating with the people that come out to our events. And so they just had a fun day.
Oh, they did. Mm-hmm. And they'll be back next year mm-hmm. if we have another one next year. We also had Shannon Strode. She does the Prairie Reflection series in the magazine. Mm-hmm. And she was doing – rag rug demonstrations. Oh. And then she made some beautiful rag rugs just out of strips of cloth. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there watching her. I was mesmerized by mm-hmm. what she was doing.
And it's neat to watch her because I looked over and I said, there is never a minute wasted in your life, is there? Because, you know, not only is she, you know, working on the farm and homeschooling the kids, but the fact that when you're in your downtime, you can create the products she creates. Mm-hmm. She was just in her zone, and it was fun to watch her.
Oh, it was. Yeah. And she was doing some of them without need of a tool. Mm-hmm. She did it by hand. So that's dexterity number one.
She is a woman of many talents.
She is indeed. And Greenville University's bass fishing team was there mm-hmm. With Ricky Huge. He's one of the guys that's their angler. He's actually from Carlisle. He had a ball.
Well, it was neat because the kids that were there really were taken back with what all, I guess, taken aback by all the things they had there to do to talk about fishing. Mm-hmm. And if had the weather been nicer, they were going to bring out their boat, and they had all kinds of plans. And, you know, those plans got set aside till another day.
Yeah. Kathy Kimmy, she was there with her butterfly garden decor and creations. She's our butterfly lady.
She is.
She does some amazing looking stuff. She had a mailbox that was actually like a bird flying through your yard. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, she and her partner Gary do all kinds of work together to make mm-hmm. those creations, you know, a combination of woodworking and painting and everything. So it was neat to see that. Now, she did also have a small presentation over in the pavilion. That's where the speakers were set up, and was a little chilly, and people were kind of huddled together. But and maybe the presentation was a tad shorter than it might have been had she been in a warmer situation. But people did always appreciate hearing from Kathy.
Sure. The Industrial Hemp Association folks were there. Gary Connect, a longtime friend, and has been to, this will be his second event that he's done with us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, extolling the virtues of industrial hemp right here in Illinois.
Right. Growing it.
Growing it. And hemp is not marijuana. Hemp is rope. And you don't smoke rope.
That's
you make
right.
rope, and you make cloth.
I think people are finally getting those two totally separated and understanding the benefits and differences of each.
You bet.
Then we also had Jess Jackson with the Vandalia Back Pain Center, and she had a partner there working with her, and they're just a hoot. They were just fun, enjoying themselves. It's always nice to see the vendors connecting.
She was giving away a couple plants that were just, I don't know what the plants were, but the guy from Renewal by Anderson wanted desperately to get those plants.
So did he win them?
I don't know.
I saw someone walk out without, you know, with them, but I didn't know who got what. So a lot of things happen when you, when an event like this is taking place. You see and hear things out of the corner of your eye, which can't be everywhere at one time. So some of that we miss. And then we had the Bond County Health Department, the hospice section of that with Rebecca Dawn. Oh, my goodness. Rebecca is always a treat, a gem to have when you are doing anything, and she's joined us for many events and occasions and been on the podcast.
And at the tail end of her presentation, when she was all packed up and ready to go, I noticed that she'd had a steel drum, a lap steel drum.
Oh, yes.
And I started just tinkering around with it a little bit, you know, and she played a few things, and it was a pentatonic scale. So I said, I know what to do. I found the drone note, and I just started tapping on the drone note, and she went all around that drum playing an accompaniment with mm-hmm. my drone note, and it was bloody awesome.
You were jamming.
We were jamming on steel drum, and it's the first time I'd ever touched one.
Yeah.
It was really neat.
Well,
and I don't want one for my birthday. So don't do it.
You enjoyed it for the moment. We can connect with Rebecca again, and you can do it at some point in time.
I hope so.
She also was making, just kind of out of the goodness of her heart, she was making floral headdresses or wreaths.
Uh-huh.
And
every woman in there got one.
Right. And I think so. I saw some guys with one, too, and Woodsy Al. In fact, the picture that is on this podcast as, you know, a representation of episode 324, we've got a picture of you, me, and Woodsy, and Woodsy and I both have flowers in our hair.
And matching shoes.
Yes.
You had your Uggs on.
I did. I went out, folks, in my Uggs, which are house shoes, and pretty sturdy house shoes, and thought, well, I'll just get this all done and set up where the vendors are going to come in before the vendors get here, and then I'll run over to our camper and change. That didn't happen. I didn't wear my tennis shoes all day. I stayed in Uggs, and they're really warm. Oh. In fact, I mentioned this to Gary. I said, you know, he was saying his feet were cold. I said, get yourself a pair of Uggs.
Yeah,
wear them all the time. Then we had Looking Up Optics. They were vendors, too, and they're Randy and Bonnie Harrison from Vandalia. They do astrological merchandise and more. They had
everything from a hand warmer flashlight. The craziest thing I've ever seen. But it will also, not only is it a hand warmer flashlight.
But wait, there's more.
It's a USB. It had a USB port on it that you could charge your phone from the flashlight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But it
was rechargeable.
And they had some beautiful telescopes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Their table.
Celestion. Yeah.
Their vendor table was just chock full of merchandise. And it really brought a lot of conversation and inspiration and sales. So we were happy to have them. It was the first time they've been with us on something like
this.
They
had a giveaway, and it was going to be appreciated by the young man that got it.
That's
right. I guarantee that.
That's right. Then Big T's Honeybeak Farm, they were there.
Tim and Anna Lindley are... They're just amazing what they do with honey. You know, everything from honey sticks to flavored honeys to honey with chocolate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate whipped honey. It goes right on your toast. It's great.
And then just good old staple honey that you know is real and pure, and you know the source when you buy it from Big T's Honey Bee Farm.
You know the source.
That's right. We're glad to have them always join with us. And then we had the Tibbetts House Bed, Breakfast, and Books. They were there showing ways to recycle books and what they do in their bed and breakfast and what they do in their bookshop. So they were great, and Brent and Mindy are always good to help us with everything, too. Brent was kind of our runner.
He was our guy Friday.
He really was. It's like we'd say, oh, but that's out in the car. I'll go get that for you. Oh, but that's out in the camper. I'll go get that for you. So we really appreciated that. And someone else who did some running for us, too, was Jolynn Wrench.
You betcha.
She was a big help. She's John Wrench's daughter, and we've got to know her a little bit in the last, several months. And she's just ready, willing, and able, and we really appreciated her being there.
And by the way, today is her birthday. This is the 15th, right? So happy birthday.
That's right. And then, of course, speaking of the wrenches, then Roxanne Bola and John Ranch, who are the official caterers for almost everything we ever do, whipped up some really tasty food. We had started out with, and we promoted the fact that we were going to have all these tasty, light wraps, and they sounded wonderful when you think the temperature was 76.
Yeah.
Or 80 or whatever. But Roxanne said, you know, it's going to be cold. We're making chili, too.
She switched gears, and she knocked out a, you know, it was knocked it out of the park. It was a really right. good chili.
And then there was a taco bowl and just, you know, all kinds of things that really kept people warm.
Yeah.
And there was still the wraps were a hit, but it was nice to have that warm, heated food in your belly.
In your belly.
That's
it was
right.
good stuff.
And then we had Linda Dust came to do a storytelling presentation. And again, like we said, that all the speakers and presenters were in the pavilion, and we had the roaring fire going, and we'd rented a heater, and so and we had tarps up. So all that was as warm as it could be, considering the day was windy and chilly and rainy.
Had we not put the tarps up, we would have, well, the heaters were being blown out by the wind. So we mm-hmm. put the tarps up, mm-hmm. and then the heaters could operate.
Mm-hmm.
And for the guys that were in the tent and stayed inside, they were
in the pavilion.
Mm-hmm. in the pavilion, they were comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been warmer, but it was comfortable for them to be there, and it was easy to go out and stand and get your food and
right.
do your thing. And
that's what I was starting to say when Linda was doing her storytelling. Everyone had gotten closer and closer to the fire, and they were all standing up listening to her. And we laughed, and we said, well, you can say that your presentation was standing room only. So that was fun.
It was.
And I wanted to mention, too, we talk about our community, how everyone helps out with each other's needs. And when we realized how the temperature was dropping 2 or 3 days before the event, we kept watching it drop, and we thought we were going to have a patio heater. I put the word out. You know, people said, well, can you help us in any way? And people would say, well, I have a heater. Is this the kind you need? And we'd say, no, that won't work, but thank you, you know. So anyway, the last minute, I think it was at 1:30, you called over to
party time in Highland.
It's party time, right.
And it's said, party time, yeah.
Do you have a heater, a patio heater? And they said, we do, but we close at 2. So it was so funny. We called Brett and Mindy. And Mindy was just about walking by the store at the time. So she went in, and we got all the exchanges done as far as paying
we,
for
we
it.
Paid for it over the phone with credit card
and,
or debit card.
And then she said, but Mindy said, it's huge. Not only can I not carry it home, we can't bring it over in our car. Well, the people of the store,
they have a Honda, a little one.
Right. And so the people at It's Party Time were gracious enough to drive that. What, 7 foot tall? Was it that tall, Don, would you say?
Yeah, 7 foot.
Drive the heater over to the Tibbetts House garage. Then we called, talked to Casey and Corey Adolph. They were coming over, of course, to be at their dad's vendor table. They went by the Tibbetts House on Sunday morning, bright and early, picked it up, brought it over, and delivered it to the pavilion, and then took it back with them when the day was done.
But not only did they do that, they had a spare tank of propane.
Yeah, perfect.
It's like
talk about planning ahead. Huh?
You know, it just almost makes you. It makes you just thank everything for the people like that that mm-hmm. have the forethought and the sight to just want to help.
And a lot of people that we'd ask were going to bring extra heaters. Tim Lindley brought an extra heater. Several people brought. Even your brother brought up a.
Well, what do you call it? Those 10x10 pop-ups.
Brought up a pop-up tent.
Yeah.
So everyone pitched in. A lot of that we couldn't use because it was so windy.
It was just too bloody windy, right?
Right. But at least it shows that people, you know, pitched in, and when we put the word out that we need help, everybody helped that could, and it just
Randy Alderman gave us 3 tables.
And this
thank you, Bradford National Bank.
This was interesting, too, because you went down to Motomart late
mm-hmm.
at night,
mm-hmm.
and we had some things we had to pick up. That's the only place we could get them that late, and there was Randy there, too, and I had just said to you before you'd gone down, we're going to have 3 more tables. I don't know what we're going to do. And,
I walked into the store, and there stands Randy buying some chips or something to take home. And wham, opportunity knocked.
Right.
And I said, Randy, you know, anybody's got 3 tables? No, I got 3 tables.
He brought them out for us. Everything came together, and, you know, it's just one of those days that.
That's the way things should be done.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we live in the town we live in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you live in the town you live in. It's a, you know, it is community.
Right. Oh, we want to say, too, Dan and Joanne Johnson made us a great sign. They always do. That's their business, and they should do that, and they do that. Where we want to give them extra kudos is we always ask them really too late.
We should have asked them 2 weeks ago, but no.
It's not like we didn't know we were having this event, but they are always willing to work with us. Oh, my goodness, and they produce the products that they do in the time frame they do, and they're always laid back and just smile and keep on going and produce something for us we're grateful for.
It is amazing how well it, yeah, they're cutting vinyl, they're just having a, I think they enjoy the little push. I don't know.
let's say that to ourselves, Don. We'll feel better.
We're gonna ask them if they'll, we'll ask their forgiveness next time.
I think I generally do that. As I say, can you do this for us?
And they go, yeah, we'll do it.
It's the Stovers. They're calling. They want something tomorrow. Anyway, we wanted to also say a special thanks to Gay Renee Hurd.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
We laughed because we said she was going to be our bouncer if anybody tried to come in that hadn't paid.
She'd jerk a knot in your tail.
But she didn't need to. Everything was perfect. And so I said, rather than our bouncer, we'll call her our doorman or our door lady.
Bouncer. And, it works either way.
And she was quick to say the whole experience was, she just classified it as it was a joy. And that's so nice to hear when she's just volunteered her time to come out and spend the day with us and interact and help. You know, when people were buying tickets and anything that needed to be done, she was there for that too. So a big thanks to Gay Hurd.
And we have got just, you know, we've got a... we have got our own community. And in case you haven't heard, maybe, you know, we announced it last week, but we'll continue to announce it and let you know that we have acquired Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. And we will
From where we do our podcast, yeah.
We will be changing the name to Creekside Community Brew.
Coffee, Tea, and Thee.
Coffee, Tea, and Thee. Mm-hmm. It was going to be shenanigans, but...
Well, you know, nothing's set in stone yet except the name. We're toying with the tagline. But I thought, it just hit me the other day, and I said, Coffee, Tea, and Thee. And Thee lends itself to the idea of community, more than us, more than mm-hmm. one. And we mentioned that out at the event yesterday, too. And it brought a smile to a lot of people's faces.
Yeah.
So it was fun to be able to share with all those people out there that we are going to be the new owners.
We got good feedback.
We did. And that's really important.
It is. I just want to say one thing,
when you talk about community, we talk about the weather. Brett Casto was quick to say that despite what the weather might have plans to do, hanging out with the Owl Creek community is always a wonderful time. And I know that's how we feel. We're happy that other people feel that way. So we'll be now working on the May-June issue of the Owl Creek Gazette.
Go.
Right. Then we'll be delivering it. Then we'll be busy here at the coffee shop. And so that'll be our another way to reach out to the community, connect with people. We invite you all to check out the magazine when we get it on the stands, because that will have all the latest information about what we're going to be doing here at 18110 and 112 South 2nd Street in Greenville, Illinois. Coffee, Tea, and Thee.
I can't wait to get in there and show you how things work on the espresso machine. And you know, I've picked up some bad habits already. And
oh, no, we don't want bad habits. We want good habits, Todd.
And I was straightened out by Rick. He showed me, no, you shouldn't press that too hard. Don't pack it too tight. Pack it just tight enough. Okay, well, I can do that.
So you've been trained. Now you have to train me.
Yeah.
And there'll be more training. There'll be time when the McPeaks and Busby's kind of, you know, close the doors and give us time here to learn what we need to learn before we reopen the doors and do our own thing.
Yeah. Anyhow, it was fun. It's been a fun weekend. It was a tiring weekend. My tail end's dragging.
Well, my brother always says, we say we're exhausted, and he tells us with exhaustion comes wisdom. So at this point, we are oh so wise, which is fitting, being the Owl Creek and all.
Oh, you betcha. This is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette. Thank you for listening, and Gazette will continue, and we will Creekside brew away.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon, folks.
Bye-bye now.
Good night.